Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you for another day in our lives. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, Lord, for all our previous broadcasts. Thank you for all manners of testimony, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for always being there for us. We bless you, we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we say, Lord, come and take preeminence, take control. Everlasting Lord, let your word that your children have been to hear today, let it bring forth healing, deliverance, and salvation of souls. Let your word draw us closer to you, to your glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You're all welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today we shall be discussing about what I titled Be Truthful. Be Truthful. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 5, reading from verse 1 to 11. Acts 5, reading from verse 1 to 11. It says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it, and bought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing this word, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what has happened, and Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look at the feet of those who buried your husband at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard this thing. But the Lord blessed the reading of the word of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was a very sad story. Many of us may be familiar with about Ananias and Sapphira, that they lied. They want to be part of the Jones of the society. They want to prove that they are what they are not. And brothers and sisters, you and I can never afford to lie to God. I pray that the Almighty God will grant us the grace to be truthful every day of our lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which we make you to do something that will incur the wrath of God, the Lord will grant you the grace to resist such temptation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This passage is a typical example of somebody who had a total turnaround to the worst. And I pray that will not be your own in the name of Jesus. You will experience a turnaround, but it shall be the turnaround for the better in Jesus' mighty name. This couple, they lied to the Holy Spirit of God. And as a result of that, they lost their lives. There are key things that we can learn from this passage. Number one thing is that we should not lie to the Holy Spirit of God. when we are lying, let us never think that God is not aware of what we are doing. He sees everything that we are doing. And so there is really nothing for you to hide from him. So it's always better to always be truthful. Number two thing is that doing the right thing deceitfully can bring about self-destruction. Doing the right thing, but doing it deceitfully. It's a right thing to give to the work of God, but it's a wrong thing to do it by having to lie. You can't come and go and steal money from your office and say you are donating that money to the church of God, say you are concerned about the church of God, you want the church of God to grow, and you are bringing stolen money to the house of God. God will not accept that, because even though you may be doing the right thing, which is having to give towards his work, but you are doing it deceitfully, and God cannot be mocked. So brothers and sisters, whatever you are doing for the Lord, make sure that you are doing it with a genuineness of heart, with a cleanness of heart, and that is what God accepts. Number three thing is that where your spouse or your children are doing something wrong against God, do not try to cover up. Do not try to cover up. In this case, we can see also in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27 to 31. That was the story of Eli. The Bible said there, a man of God came to Eli and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourself fat and the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Therefore, the Lord God of Israel said, I said, indeed, that your house and your house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." So brothers and sisters, Eli's children were misbehaving, but Eli did not try to correct them. We as parents, we have that responsibility when our children are doing the wrong thing to tell them the truth at all times. Even we as pastors, we also have that responsibility to tell those who we are pastoring the truth at all times, because God will not pardon us if we fail to do the right thing. Number four is that any sacrifice given to God in deceit is not acceptable to him. It's not acceptable. He will not accept it. In the book of Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21, see, "And whoever offers a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, to fulfill his vow, or a freewill offering from the cattle or the sheep, it must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it." So, brothers and sisters, there must not be any defect in it whatsoever. In verse 22, it says, "Those that are blind or broken or maimed or have an ulcer or eczema or scab, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar of the Lord." So God will not accept anything that is unclean. So my brothers, my sisters, I'm calling unto you today, whenever you bring offering to the house of God, make sure that they are clean. Make sure that the money you are giving to God, they are money that you earned rightfully in righteous manner. The pastor may not know, the pastor may praise you, the pastor may even give you title in the church, but that does not mean God is giving you any title. You have to make sure that whatever you are giving to the Lord is something that is not out of deceit. Another thing we can learn from this passage is that do not try to give a false image of what you are not, as God cannot be deceived or mocked. Be real, be your real self. Don't try to pretend. Don't try to be what you are not. Don't make vows that you cannot fulfill. Don't do things in the house of God just because other people are doing it. No, do not do so, because God is no man. He cannot be mocked. Another thing we can learn from that passage is that it is easy for Satan to take control if our thoughts are not pure. If your thoughts are not pure, Satan can easily take control. That was why Peter was talking to Ananias there. He said, look, why do you allow Satan to come into you and allow him to begin to do whatever he likes in you? You know, the Bible says that we should submit ourselves to the Lord. When we submit ourselves to him, that is when Satan can flee. But if you have not submitted yourself to the Lord, it's not possible for Satan to flee. Satan will just make a palace in your heart and will begin to control you. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to fully submit to the Lord and to do his will every day of your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The temptation you will not be able to resist will not come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing we can learn from that passage is that some people may get judgment to their evil deeds faster than others. So for the mere fact that some people, judgment may be delayed, but that does not mean judgment will not come. So brothers and sisters, let's always be mindful that we are accountable to our God, to our Maker. He loves us, he cares for us, but we cannot afford to deceive him, because in the first instance, he cannot be deceived. Another point we can get from there is that in the sight of God, lying to his anointed can be viewed as lying to the Spirit of God. The couple were, to them, they were not lying to God. They thought they were lying to the man of God. But the man of God is the representative of God. So whatever you do to the man of God, because he's representing God, you are more or less doing that to God. So let us give due respect to those whom God has placed above us as our spiritual fathers. God will help us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Another thing we can learn from that passage is that even though all that we have is from God, he has given us the choice to determine what to give him. He has given us the choice. So you have a choice. God is not going to force you to give him, but you have a choice. It depends on what value that you place upon your God. And I pray that God will grant you the grace to place the right value on God, to put him first in every area of your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then another thing is that failure to pay vow can attract the wrath of God. If you make a vow, make sure you fulfill your vow, and God will grant you the grace. Don't be so flippant to make vows that you cannot meet. Don't try to impress any other person. The only person you are supposed to impress is the Almighty God. So God will grant you the grace to be focused and not to be distracted in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And another thing that we can learn from there is that in the kingdom of God, we are treated as individuals. The husband, he receives his judgment. The wife also receives his judgment. It's not a case whereby, okay, we have punished the husband, so you wife can go freely. No, everybody will account to the Lord. I pray that the Lord will grant you and I the grace to know that we are accountable to this God. He deals with us as individuals. But even as you are hearing me right now, Jesus is at the door, is knocking the door of your heart and say he wants to come in. He wants you to be closer to him. He wants to redeem you. So, brothers and sisters, even maybe you look back and say, even though I've been going to church, even though I'm supposed to be a Christian, but to a very large extent, I've been lying. I've been deceiving myself. I've been doing things which I ought not to do. I want to give you that opportunity right now. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for your children that have listened to this broadcast. I pray, everlasting Father, Lord, that your mighty hand will rest upon this one. You will guide them. You will direct them. You will perfect that which concerns these your children in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that you will never incur the wrath of the Almighty God. The grace to please Him all the days of your life, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.